Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, live from Kitchen Notes here at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Got a huge weekend of action with the Titans on the field. Preds back on the ice against Boston, of course. We've talked about that a lot today as well. But a big one coming up in the world of college hoops as the state of Tennessee just continues to take center stage in a basketball way. Casey Alexander joining us here, head coach of your Belmont Bruins. They will play Alabama coming up in Huntsville very, very soon here. And again, that one at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow in Huntsville against Alabama. You guys now four straight, coach. How does the win streak feel?
It feels better. Practices have gone better. That usually makes games go better. So hopefully we can keep that going.
Now, coach, during this win streak, what has been the one thing that has contributed to this? Because basketball, college basketball, basketball in general, is such a long season, and you have these pockets where you know, you play extremely well, and whether it be on the defensive end or the offensive end, or just putting together a you know, all-around game, what has been the one thing that you can point to, other than scoring points, obviously, that has contributed to you guys going on this streak?
Yeah, honestly, the one thing that I would point to would be practice. We've had some time here over the last couple of weeks where games have been stretched out. We've been better prepared. We've been better rested. We've had a better plan. And so we've gone into games a little bit more ready. And so that sounds maybe a little bit too simple, but it's really carried over in every part of our game. We've kind of settled in. Roles are a little bit more defined. We're at that stage of the season now where, you know, kind of everything's in place, and so things are starting to feel a little bit better.
Belmont playing Alabama, a chance to play an SEC team on the SEC Network tomorrow, 2:30 Central Time, again at the Von Braun Center there in Huntsville, Alabama, and an opportunity for you guys to showcase your brand on a national stage. I mean, not only you might be the better team, coach, but it's also an opportunity with a national audience that maybe you guys don't normally get.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I mean, we've had our fair share of Power 5 wins over the years, but you still look at it on paper, and they're Alabama, and we're not. And so you know, so most people who are just casually watching the game are going to assume that they're the better team. And they are, as far as talent and size and speed and athleticism and things like that. But, you know, but we've got a good team, and we'll go in there expecting to win, knowing that it'll be really difficult and take a great effort to do so. But the chance is there in front of us.
The approach is no different from any other basketball team you guys will play, either have played or will play in the future, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. No, you do the exact same things and prepare the exact same way. And like I said, I mean, we've beat Boston College earlier this year. That's an ACC road win. I think we've got, you know, 10 or 12 Power 5 wins over the last 10 years, you know, probably close to 500 in that department with practically every one of those games being on the road. So we'll go into it with confidence knowing we can win the game prepare the same way.
Coach, obviously James Wiseman leaving Memphis has been a huge story in college basketball yesterday and today. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on how you see the impact of his decision maybe playing a role in either shaping rules or how we view things. Or, you know, what does this do, in your opinion, him, a profile player of his caliber, leaving to go to the NBA after three games? What does it do to how we view the one-and-done rule?
It probably does nothing, to be honest. You know, I mean, it's certainly worth talking about. You know, there are a lot of different sides that you can take. You know, I think what gets lost in the shuffle is that, you know, the NCAA gets a bad rap for the one-and-done rule and paying
right.
players and everything else. And it has, you know, this is all an NBA decision. The NBA is the one that says you can't go to college until, you know, you're a certain age or you can't go pro until you're a certain age or you've been in college for 1 year. And so the NCAA is just carrying out the rules that they've always had. But, you know, under the thumbprint of the NBA with guys like Wiseman in this case, you know, it's for him, you know, he's going to be a pro. He's going to make millions of dollars. And so you can justify his decision without a doubt. It's a shame for those guys at Memphis and those coaches at Memphis that, you know, they're not going to have what they thought they were going to have. It's not good for college basketball that you've got, you know, a standout player that's not going to be playing and, you know, can bring the kind of attention that he can bring. But it is what it is, I guess.
Now, coach, when you schedule teams like Boston College, I know you had no sort of part in this. These were games that have been scheduled, you know, for a minute now. When you schedule Boston College in Alabama, Are these games at the end of the season, is it more – it might be a crazy question, but is it more important that you win them? Because I know you want to win them when heading into, you know, potential getting into the field of 64, 65, whatever it is now. Is it more important – I know it's more important to win them, but how you win them or how you lose them, how much is that a factor too? Because you can lose against a top 25 team but play them very close too.
Yeah, I mean, that's – you know, if you and I are sitting around the coffee table talking about it, that would be important to us. But the committee doesn't care about how close we were to winning or, you know, if we got blown out or that sort of thing. They've got so much data in front of them by the end of the year that all they're looking at is a record and whether you won the game or not. You know, we would play these games no matter what because they're good for our players and, you know, and we need to be on this stage. You know, but at the same time, you know, they're always a revenue generating game for us, and so that's part of the reason why we play them as well. And then when you win them, that's just kind of cream on top.
Exactly.
Casey Alexander joining us here. Belmont will play Alabama in Huntsville tomorrow, 2:30 p.m. on the SEC Network. Of course, the following weekend, Coach, you'll go to Western Kentucky, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, as a coach, they've got a player in Kenny Cooper that played for Lipscomb, excuse me, for 3 years. He transferred. He just figures out from the NCAA, like within the last few days, half of the season's almost gone, and you're just now finding out whether or not he's eligible to play or not for Western Kentucky. You know, first of all, what is your conversation and your role as a coach with players who at the end of the season may have thoughts on moving and changing? It's obviously a huge thing that's going on in college basketball right now. What role do you play? And then what is – like, how do we fix the NCAA's consistency on this issue?
All right, I'll go with the latter question first. And the only way to fix the issue is to make it an all or nothing decision. I mean, you either everybody gets a transfer waiver and you can go one time or every year if you want to, just make it total free agency. You know, that's one approach, and there are a lot of arguments for that. And then the other one is, you know, nobody gets a waiver. You know, you can you have the right to transfer just like every other student. You can go wherever you want to go. But the NCAA says in men's basketball, if you transfer, you're going to sit out a year. And so that would eliminate all the guessing and, you know, why did this guy get it and why did that guy not get it? You know, as far as my role or the head coach's role, I mean, everybody's going to have, you know, sit down meetings with players at the end of the year to talk about how the season went and what that player wants and, you know, what we're going to do moving forward. And, you know, I mean, you love your players. You want what's best for them. So that never changes.
Now, Coach, you play Saturday, but then you don't play again until next Saturday. The holiday is coming up. How do you handle that holiday, sort of the holiday week with your players, knowing that you can't completely shut it down because you do have a game coming up against Western Kentucky?
Yeah, well, we'll let our guys go home following the game, so they will get 3 or 4 days off, which is really the first time since August, you know, that they've had any kind of significant break. We had exams a week or so ago, and they got a couple of days off there. But you know, from having been there, that's hardly a break when you got 5 exams to study for. So, you know, so we'll give them the break. We'll come back on the 26th, practice the 26th, 27th, have a shoot around on the 28th, and go play Western.
Coach Belmont, Casey Alexander, we do appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Best of luck tomorrow.
Good to talk to you guys.
Yep. Absolutely there, and it just fascinating. Did you see that Kenny Cooper played at Lipscomb the last 3 years? They didn't announce his waiver, whether he was eligible or not, until like 3 or 4 days ago, 5 days ago. It's just like, what are we doing with these waivers?
What takes so long? Is it because a bunch of people are in the waiver?
Well, it's also – the NCAA is a very – you know, slow moving process. I think people think it's this massive giant organization. It's really not. It's a small office up in Indiana, and it's a small collection of people. So they hire investigators and compliance people and all these stuff that kind of like are part-timers, and they handle each case individually. So just the whole process is just very, very slow and methodical. And he's right. The only way you fix it is probably to go one way or the other and swing for the fence one way or the other. I just don't know how many coaches would vote. I'd love to know if we can get all 350 coaches on record as saying, yes, they should all sit out a year, or no, they should all be able to transfer. Maybe one time in your 4-year career, football coaches would be consulted on this as well, baseball coaches. So it's fascinating as James Wiseman, if you missed the news, from Memphis, has removed himself from school. He is not enrolled at Memphis anymore. He is eligible right now to make millions of dollars with a shoe contract and sign with an agent if he wants to. So the only 4 minutes that he didn't make money off his – or the only 4 months that James Wiseman did not make money his entire life on playing basketball and his skills and talents given to him by God is the 4 months he was enrolled in Memphis. And, of course, he was suspended for a big chunk of that. So we'll see what happens down the stretch. Titans, Preds, big stuff coming this weekend. We'll get you set for the playoff picture in the NFL and what the Titans need to do to win a game and what kind of help do they need around the league to get into the postseason. We'll do all of that when we return right here on Morning Drive. ESPN 102.5 The Game.